Welcome to the next and newest episode of FearoCast. On this episode, we are going to do our annual 2022 events. We're going to look back at the Dells Run, and then we're going to look at some of the upcoming events that are going to be coming up fast, planned, and soon. And then we're going to look into the future. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and you are listening to the newest episode of FearoCast, the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. You can find past FearoCast episodes at FieroFocus.com or on our Facebook page. That's at Knife Club. We'd like to thank our FearoCast supporters for this 2022 season: the Fiero Store, Rodney Dickman, Bonter Solutions, the Midwest Fiero Clubs, GoldenEye Graphic, and the NIFE Store. This episode is brought to you by the Fiero Store and Bonter Solutions.
We know how hard it is to find Fiero parts. We also know that as years go by, finding parts isn't going to get any easier. The big box stores will never make new Fiero parts because our community is just too small. This is why we need to support the companies that support us. For nearly 30 years, the Fiero Store has sponsored our club events, provided free technical support, and produced well over 150 exclusive parts that no big box store would even consider. So, next time you need Fiero parts, head over to thefierostore.com and browse through thousands of products that are specifically designed for your Fiero. That's FieroStore.com, the world's largest source of Fiero parts. Are you looking for that special personalized gift for someone? Bonter Solutions can help you find that one-of-a-kind gift. Anything from t-shirts, sweatshirts, drinkware, signs, decorative items, holiday items, and so much more. They can design pretty much anything you want on them, from pictures of your car, your favorite sports team, a pet, or any saying that you want. The list is endless. Minimums are just one of each of any item, and the best thing is, they do not charge a setup fee. You can catch Bonter Solutions at several Fiero and Pontiac events in the area: Fiorama, the Dells Run, the 40th anniversary show coming up in a couple years, and the 2021 Indian Uprising All Pontiac Show. So, feel free to visit their website at bontergifts.web.com or give them a call at 847-453-3290. You can also email them at bonnie@bontersolutions.com. We also have promotional item products that they offer as well. That website is bontersolutions.com.
Thank you again to the Fiero Store and Bonter Solutions for supporting FieroCast. It is very much appreciated. All right, so we are going to jump right in, and we're going to bring in Jim Hallman from the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts. He is president and founder, and he's going to tell us what the Dells Run 22 was like and what happened this year. And we're going to convince you to get your Fieros ready for the 2023 Dells Run, the annual pilgrimage up to the Dells. Something new this year that everybody got to see was the vertical Fieros at the Totally 80s shop right there on the main drag. What was it like seeing that for the first time?
That was interesting, Mike. Thanks for having me on tonight. The vertical Fieros actually appeared just a few days after the Dells Run last year. Stephen Bungart saw those, and I think he posted it on our Facebook page about this new exhibit. So there's a store called Totally 80s, which is all about the 80s experience with you know, different things that you can buy from the 80s. And I think they also sell ice cream in there too. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for a whole bunch of things. But outside this store, they have these four vertical Fieros that are painted fluorescent colors, like fluorescent blue and fluorescent yellow and orange. And, you know, when you first drive by, you're like, oh, you know, my first impression was, oh, those are probably just, you know, bodies on these empty shells. But as the as part of a later event in the day, there was a event that actually took place at that store. So I got to do a very close-up look at these cars, and those are actual Fieros that they they remove the engines on, and basically the rest of the car is as is. I'm pretty sure that all the interiors are gone because they, if I remember right, I think they blacked out the windows. But you know, you can crawl up underneath these cars, you can spin the wheels if you want, you can look at all the brake components. You know, they kind of blacked out some of the things that that were deteriorated on the car, and they kind of did a real rough painting. These are not professionally, you know, couple $1,000 paint jobs. These are just probably inexpensive fluorescent colored paint jobs. But I mean, it was just a unique display. And you think of all the things that the 1980s represents, and the owners of these stores chose the Pontiac Fiero to represent, you know, what the store is all about and to draw attention to their store. So it was neat to see, neat to experience that, you know, out of all the things of 1980s, that somebody chose the Pontiac Fiero.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. And I, you know, when I get up there one day to check it out in person too. And just by looking at the pictures, I think it's the neon green one that actually looks like it has Hot Wheel rims on there. So it's almost like that yellow greenish Fiero that you would get in the Hot Wheels package. But the other ones are, mostly looks like they're four 84, 85s. And then it looks like one 87, 88. Looks like the one of the orange ones.
Yes, I think there were, let me think about this. I think there were the blue one is actually 87, and we actually verified that the blue colored one is a true blue Fiero. So that's an 87 coupe that they you know, I don't think, doesn't look like that's the original. No, that's definitely not the original blue color, but it is, you know, semi close to the original Fiero blue. But yeah, I think that the blue one is, and then I'm trying to think of which other one. I think it was the orangey red one on the very end is also an 87, and the other two are 84, 85s. You really couldn't tell because the windows are blacked out. But yeah, like you mentioned, the neon green one does have kind of Hot Wheels-ish wheels on it.
Yeah, very cool. So that was, you know, a nice sight. What else did you guys do up there? I know the theme of the Dells Run this year was pirates, and there was a Fiero treasure hunt. The awards were treasure chests with a nice bounty in there. But what else? What else took place this year at the Dells? Starting like, I think you got up there on Thursday.
Yes. Yep. My wife Jenny and I got there on Thursday along with a bunch of the other people back in June. So the official title of the event was The Hunt for Excitement. And as you mentioned, Mike, it was a pirate theme this year. So the awards were actually made by two club members, two of the Fiero Fanatics club members. They assembled these little treasure chests and put all these little special gems within the treasure chests. They were handmade by Chris and Lori Baldwin of the Wisconsin Fiero Fanatics. So the first event was on Thursday. There was a treasure hunt, so to speak, where Tom Podzimski, the president of the Wisconsin Fiero Fanatics, dressed up his participants with pirate hats and pirate swords and the signature patch over the one eye. And they hid these little items all across the resort of the Chula Vista. And they gave clues as far as where these treasure chests were located. So it was kind of a unique event, a very fun event for those who participated that, it kind of played off the theme of this this pirate theme, looking for the treasure and looking for the hunt for excitement. And so that was the first event on Thursday. There was a group dinner that the Wisconsin Fear Fanatics organized. And during that dinner, they awarded the participants in the treasure hunt who had the most clues, so to speak. Those individuals received awards during the dinner. And then after their dinner, they had a bug hunt where people put these copied pictures of pirates on the front nose of their Fiero, and then they drove around and they tried to see how many bugs they could catch on the front of their car as after dinner, obviously the sun was starting to set and the bugs were coming out. And, so they had a bug hunt, and the bug hunt ended at this Totally 80s store that we were just referring to. And that was the conclusion of the event, where everybody got to enjoy some ice cream. So that was the Thursday events. Friday was NAFE, the Northern Illinois Fear Enthusiasts, put on a group breakfast. We went to a really nice restaurant, the Log Cabin Restaurant in Baraboo, which is a restaurant and bakery. So all of the baked goods, their toast, their English muffins, really large, humongous, let's say, cinnamon rolls that they baked right in the restaurant there. So that was a very enjoyable meal. And then the Friday afternoon event was a group drive out to the House on the Rock, which is out in the southwestern portion of Wisconsin, about 60 miles from the Dalles in Spring Green, Wisconsin. And that was organized by club members Greg and Maggie Dauterman. Did a wonderful drive. It's very scenic out there in that area of Wisconsin, and just visiting this interesting, let's say, House on the Rock, all the exhibits that they have here at that house that we were able to experience and have a nice group drive during that time. So yeah, a lot of events took place during the Dells this year. It was fun.
How did the actual Saturday show go? I heard you guys had some rain, but good turnout from what I heard too.
Yeah, we had 62 cars around the show field, which is up from last year, 2021. I think they had 52, so they had a nice showing from, I think there was Iowa represented, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan. I believe that there were people there from Michigan, Indiana. So it was a nice, Oklahoma, the long distance award went to two club members. NAFE club members from Oklahoma that drove in with their dad. So, it was the day kind of started out cloudy, and then every so often it would just kind of like mist a little bit. During the show, the misting kind of laxed, so that most of the show time from 1 to 4 was rain free. And then right around 5 o'clock or so, it just kind of was a steady rain. So, we've had all kinds of weather at the Dells, because we've been, this event's been going on since 1992. There's been, tornadoes, there's been beautiful weather, there's been severe thunderstorms. This was, I don't recall any Dells run being as cold as it was this year. I mean, during the showtime, it was only like 61, 62 degrees. Normally you're at the Dells and you're wearing, t-shirts and shorts and flip-flops, and you're baking in the sun all day. And this year you were wearing jeans and a coat and maybe a sweatshirt underneath your coat and trying to stay warm. And it was just, totally different than anything we've ever experienced before, but it's usual good time.
Besides the show and the events, anything else particular stand out for the show or the event itself?
Yeah, I think for the event, I know the our club, the Northern Illinois Fear Enthusiasts, did something a little bit different this year. I was looking for ideas for different restaurants to participate in. We usually do a Friday morning breakfast, Friday evening dinner, and then a Saturday evening dinner. And, you know, there's so many restaurants that you can pick and choose from. And obviously, I mean, nobody wants to go to the chain restaurants because you can all do that at your homes. So we like to look for unique restaurants. And I think it was back in 2019, I had asked some of our club members that normally participate in the Dells. I just asked them, what's your favorite restaurant? What are some of the restaurants that you like to go to when you go to the Dells? And many of the restaurants, not all of them, but many of the restaurants that we used this year were suggestions from other club members. And, you know, it was nice to try something new, something different that we haven't done before, and just, you know, experience, you know, what some of the other areas are. Like I mentioned, we went to Baraboo, Wisconsin, so that got us a little bit out of the Dells. We had a nice, very nice morning drive on Friday morning going to that log cabin restaurant. And, you know, that's part of the whole experience too. It's not just the car show on Saturday. It is, you know, participating in groups together, you know, just talking in the parking lot. Or I know several of our club members, you know, just hung out at the restaurant, the log cabin restaurant, on Friday morning, just because they were having good conversations and, you know, they didn't want it to end. So they just stayed in the restaurant, and all the rest of us headed back to the Chula Vista Resort, and, you know, they just hung out and finished up their cups of coffee and came back on their own. So that's a big part of the event, is, you know, just being with the people. It's not just about the show on Saturday anymore.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it was a great event, great show. Any last words as far as getting that bug in people's air for next year?
Yeah. If you're interested, it's always, the Dells Run is always the weekend after Memorial Day. So it's typically late May, early June. Next year's event dates are June 1st through the 4th of 2023. And like I've mentioned before, I have been participating in the Dells every year since 1994. And, you know, what keeps me coming back is just, you know, being having a weekend with my Fiero friends. You know, and that's really what I think a lot of people look forward to now. In the early years, it was always about, you know, the trophies and trying to see whose car was the best. And I think over time we're like, oh yeah, that kind of gets us all together to have the car show, but it's more exciting, more fun to interact with the people and learn new things about some of the people that maybe you've seen year after year, just kind of, you know, touch base with them and get to know them a little bit more each year. So that's, I think, for me, the best part about the Dells.
All right. Well, I, you know, for one, love it. Life has been very busy for us, so I do plan on getting back there one of these years. but thank you for joining us on this FieroCast and discussing the 2022 Dells Run. So we hope to see you and many others at the Dells Run next year. All right. Thank you again, Jim. That was a lot of information. And again, we hope that you can join us next year going up to the Dells Run. It is always a great event, well put on by the Wisconsin Fiero Fanatics. All right. Now, we're going to jump in to the end of June, which is next weekend, or this upcoming weekend. So it's Knife on the Road to Carlisle. Knife on the Road is revving up and heading east this year. The weekend of June 23rd through 26th, which is this weekend. And we're headed to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, to participate in the Mid-Atlantic Fiero Owners Association. It's Fieros at Carlisle, and this show takes place within the GM Nationals show at the Carlisle Fairgrounds. Last year, this show had over 131 Fieros participate, and I believe they're over 100 right now. So leading up to the show, I wouldn't be surprised if they hit that number or go over that number for this year. This event is the longest-running Fiero show, And a couple of years ago, last year, was the largest in the country. So this is a great opportunity to stretch those FIRO's legs and do a meet and see how many FIRO owners from this part of the country we can get to Carlisle. There is a departure on Thursday, this Thursday, June 23rd. We're going to leave from Chicago at 2 p.m. Central Time at the South Holland Lincoln Oasis, and we're going to head eastbound on 80. Because the show is coming up pretty quickly, I'm going to have you, if you are interested, to get a hold of Scott Campbell. He is the NIFE Activity Director. You can get a hold of him at scampbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, at FIROfocus.com. With any questions or to let him know that you want to go. And he can get you the most up-to-date information that's going to be happening on the cruise out there Thursday. They're planning to stay overnight in Ohio on Thursday into Friday and then finishing about the last 5 hours on Friday and getting into Carlisle Friday night. So, again, reach out to Scott Campbell, the NIFE Activity Director, for more information. And you can also check out the event page under our Facebook, and that's at Knife Club. And then just go ahead and click on the events, and that event will pop up along with all of Scott's information. All right. So, moving along. Right after the 4th of July holiday, we plan on kicking off with a 31-mile drive, and that is to Wheeling, Illinois. On Saturday, July 9th, we are going to exercise again our FIRO engines and wheels for a 31-mile drive to dinner. Why 31 miles? Well, last year, we celebrated our 30th anniversary, and we did a 30-mile drive. So why not celebrate 31 years of Knife and drive 31 miles? So what we're going to plan on doing is meeting after about 3:00 and 3:30 departure for from the office complex called Midwest Plaza. It's located at 2021 Midwest Road in Oak Brook. And this is on the northern border of the McDonald's. We will be driving north on 290, and we're going to exit east on Palatine Road. And what we're going to do is we're going to cruise over to Superdang's, or Superdog's, if you want to call it Superdog's Drive-In. And it will be on the right-hand side. And they've got some of the best food that you can imagine, great food. So if you don't want to meet in Oak Brook, we will be meeting at Superdang's around 4:30. If you prefer to meet directly at the restaurant, this will be a great opportunity to try their famous hot dogs. You can also pick up, you can do a pickup window or order from your car and have a car hop deliver. So that's kind of cool. So it's like the old even like Sonic too, but even some of the old drive-ups that they used to have. Very cool place, plenty of parking, and be sure to bring your two-way radios if you're going to drive from Oak Brook. But this is going to be a great social event, and get out there, bring your FIROs out there, and come out for dinner. So it's a great time, great food. So hope you can join us on that July 9th for the 31-mile drive, and that's from Oak Brook to Palatine. All right, so now we are going to jump a few days into July, and the next event, so July is going to be pretty busy. So there's many events that you can pick from. We've got the cruise, we've got a car show, we've got a car show up in Minnesota, and we've got one, I got a cruise, Caffeine and Chrome, in Wisconsin. For now, we're going to keep it local, and hope you can join us for this one. This is a great cause. July 17th, we are going to support our military veterans as we show off our Fieros. Now, we've done this in the past. We've had a great turnout. It's a great show. It has been shut down for the past couple years due to the pandemic, but now everything's there. It's the Veterans Hospital, the James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center, and they now feel that it's okay to have a large group of people and able to have their veterans come out as well and check out the cars. So on Sunday, it used to be on Saturdays, they pushed it to Sunday. So July 17th, please join us. Bring your, even if you're not, want to bring your Fiero, if you know somebody else who has a classic car, bring your antique, your classic, your exotic to their 16th annual car show. And again, it's for our veterans at the James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center. And it is located at 3001 Green Bay Road in North Chicago. This event showcases an amazing and amazing variety of vehicles. They're expecting over 200 cars. The first year we did this, there was, I want to say there's probably about 300 cars. And it is an amazing show. There is a lot of uniqueness. For this one, we're going to meet at Create Your Own Cheesecake and Cheesecake Restaurant. This is located just a couple blocks from the show at 2341 Green Bay Road. We're going to meet there at 9:30 a.m. for breakfast. And then once everybody is settled, we'll leave and head as a group to the show around 11. Registration opens at 11:30, so it is a later show. They do have to let the veterans go through all of their morning routines and everything like that. So that's why it's an 11:30. The show will end at 3 p.m. Sharp. So it is a very, very short show, but it is a great show. The veterans themselves will come out and they will view the field and they will pick their winners. There is no entry fee to participate in the show. You can come and go as you please. There is a free lunch that is provided from the center, and it's offered as a gesture of thanks for attending the show. Everything, it's barbecue, so they've got hot dogs, brats, hamburgers, chips, pop, water, all that stuff. So please, if you want to come support something or, you know, that's close to your heart, please come out and to the Veterans Car Show at the James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center. All right, now we go to the later part of July. And on Saturday, July 30th, the 13th annual Tyler Shipman Memorial Car Show will be held in Freezy, Minnesota. And this car show, if you guys can make it, it is a great car show for a great cause. The basis of the show is a car show held in the last full weekend of July and every year is to honor Tyler Shipman, who was an 18-year-old Fiero owner, and he passed away of cancer. This event was started after his passing, but what really tied everything together was a group of Fiero enthusiasts came together up in Freezy, Minnesota, and rebuilt his Fiero to be drivable and be the car that he imagined. And they did this in 24 hours. So, and it again, it's a great show. It's a great cause. If you're able to make it, I think we're looking at next year for doing a NIFE on the road to the Tyler Shipman show. So if you can't make it this year, try to make it next year. You can find more information on this show on their Facebook page, as well as if you go to their website, TylerShipmanMemorialCarShow.com. You can, if you have any questions or anything about the show, you can email them at payitforwardfortyler@gmail.com. The same day, we have another event that is going on, and that is in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So it's a NIFE Caffeine and Chrome, and this will be held at Gateway Classics. It is the world's largest classic exotic car dealership, and it's been in business for 23 years with 19 locations all over the U.S. This event will be held July 30th, and the monthly Caffeine and Chrome in Kenosha, Wisconsin will host the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiast. It will be their feature car club, and they will be providing preferred parking and goodie bags for all Fiero owners who participate, as well as free coffee and donuts will be available, and their showroom will be open for browsing. The Caffeine and Chrome event is open to all makes, models, years of vehicles, and motorcycles. It's a great time to show off your cars to others in the collector hot rod exotic car community and introduce them to our club. If you are looking to participate, registration is required, and you can be submitted by contacting our activity director, Scott Campbell, no later than July 23rd, and you can email him at scampbell@fierofocus.com. This way it gives us a good number to give to Gateway Classic so they know how many spots to reserve and how many goodie bags to pack for the attendees. There is no limit to the number of registrants that we can bring. The more, the merrier. And if you are traveling from the western suburbs, we will meet up at the Costco Wholesale located at 1901 22nd Street in Oak Brook. We're going to depart at 8 a.m. sharp so we can arrive at the event by 9 a.m. If you live closer or do not want to come down to Oak Brook, again, try to get to Gateway Classics as close to 9 o'clock as possible so we can enter as a group. So that rounds up July. Going into August, we've got two events. The first event is the Indian Uprising All Pontiac Weekend that is being held August 12th through the 14th. On the 12th is going to just be the main Friday night. Usually they host a movie night. All Pontiac Weekend is going to be located at the Holiday Inn in Chicago at the Northwest Convention Center in Crystal Lake. The events, again, like I said, will be on Friday night with a classic movie. And Saturday, during the day, you can come and check out all the cars. They're going to do their featured car show. All Pontiacs that they want to mingle with, you can come around 4 o'clock for their all makes models for their Mega Cruise. And that is the biggest cruise night in the area, expected to have over 1,000 cars. They're going to have food, drinks, live band, so it's going to be a full-out Saturday night party. Sunday, come and join us with hundreds of Pontiacs at the All Pontiac Car Show. NIFE members will meet at around 8:30 for breakfast at the McDonald's located at 230 State Route 31. It's about 2 miles north of the Holiday Inn. But around 9:30 a.m. we're going to head to the show to be among the 500-plus Pontiacs expected to attend. you do have the option to meet us at the McDonald's or at the show, whatever is easier for you. However, parking together is going to be a lot easier as we arrive as a group. The show will run from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. They're expected to start the awards sometime around 3. And they're going to have a ton of guest speakers and presentations throughout the event days. So you can see the full list of details at cruisingtigers.com. Registration is $30 per car. If you do it online, you will have a processing fee. And that includes attendance for all 3 days to the event. Pre-registration is recommended and is available through July 22nd by going to cruisingtigers.com. And there will be a registration on site for the day of. But again, the show draws a lot of cars, and you may have to sit in line for a little while. If you pre-register, you can get right into the event. Again, NIFE out-of-towners, if you're planning on attending this event, go ahead and get your reservations into the Crystal Lake Holiday Inn. If it is full, there are other hotels area as well. Again, for more information on the show, please visit cruisingtigers.com, and we will try to keep the Fear of Focus website and Facebook page updated as much as we can as new information comes in. If you want to do another show in August, the following weekend, the Heartland Fear Show is returning on Saturday, August 20th at a new location in Coralville, Iowa. This is just a little bit south of Cedar Rapids. It will be held in the front of the Antique Car Museum of Iowa, and it's located just on the Iowa River Landing District. You can get to the museum off of I-80 and using exit 242. And it's going to, again, it's going to be a great show. Show registration opens at 9. The show is point judged using a 100-point judging scale encompassing all areas of your Fiero. The Heartland Fiero Club is excited about the return of this event and its new location. This venue will increase the public exposure as well as allowing for the opportunity to share our love for and acknowledge of Fieros with the general public. There are many dining options and a variety of shopping opportunities within a 4-block radius of the show, so there's plenty to do in the area. If you want to attend the show and you need to make reservations, the Drury Inn is our host hotel located in Coralville, Iowa. It's got a negotiated rate of $117 a night. There are plans for a group dinner on Friday and Saturday evenings. Again, please check back at FieroFocus.com and the events section, or follow the Heartland Fieros Facebook page for the most up-to-date information as well. If it's also both with the Tyler and the Heartland Show, you can also get up-to-date information through Midwest Fiero Club's Facebook page as well. If you would like to caravan to the event on Friday, we'll be departing around 2 p.m. from the DeKalb Oasis along I-88 on the East-West Tollway. Again, if you plan on attending, please get a hold of Activity Director Scott Campbell. So that pretty much rounds out August. And now we head into September for the big 26th annual Fiorama Celebration of Color. Before we get too far into it, we do recommend, highly recommend, pre-registering for this show. We get a ton of cars, and we want to make sure that you can get on the show field as quick as possible. But if you register now, between now and August 30th for online registration, and if you mail in your registration, make sure it's postmarked by August 15th, you will be in the running for one of four $50 gas cards that will be given out. Winners must be present for the weekend, so please pre-register and get your names into the drawing for one of four $50 gas cards. We want to make sure that your gas is paid for to either come out or get home. So, all right. So, our theme for Fiorama 26 is live and in color, and this is to celebrate Fiero Focus magazine being printed in full color starting this year. We hope you can join us for fun, Fieros, friendship. Everything kicks off on Friday evening, Friday, September 9th, and concluding on Sunday, September 10th, with the big Fiero show on Sunday. And again, to honor this year's celebration of color, our Best Display Award will be presented for the most creative use of color. Fiorama has always been a free event for NIFE members, thanks to our generous key sponsors, which for 2022 include the Fiero Store, V8 Archie, Woody Buick GMC in Naperville, Mr. Mike's Leathers, Bontur Solutions, it's NIFE members Bonnie and Terry Larson, Fast Signs in Elk Grove Village, Illinois, and new for 2022, 10G Technologies, along with this issue of, he's going to be the issue of Vita member to learn more about the services that they offer. So be sure to support our key sponsors as a way of thanking them for their contributions to Fiorama 22. Again, please consider pre-registering for this event at FioroFocus.com under the Fiorama tab. It is so much easier for all involved to plan activities if we can have a good idea of attendance in advance. So, to celebrate our live and in-color theme for 2022, we will have special classes divided up by factory color. That's right, factory color. The color your Fiero was painted in at the factory, such as red, white, black, all those fun colors. The full listing of classes can be found on Fiorama.com. Fiorofocus.com under the Fiorama tab. And when you are judging the cars at this year's show, judge the overall car as you normally would, not by the paint quality. You are not selecting the best paint in each color divided class, but rather your favorite overall Fiero in each class. So show off your excitement this year as well by ordering Fiorama's t-shirt. Head to the store tab at FieroFocus.com to reserve yours now, and you can pick it up at Fiorama. This year's, it is a tie-dye to celebrate color, and it is very, very colorful. Again, it's a very colorful show. You can find all this information on the host hotel and the events that are partaking at FieroFocus.com under the Fiorama tab. This year's Fiorama weekend kicks off on Friday at dinner at Wahlburgers Restaurant in St. Charles, just off of Randall Road. We plan to depart from the host hotel around 5:30 and have a nice dinner. And it is a nice little restaurant located, again, right off of Randall Road in St. Charles. On Saturday, we plan on heading northwest to Roscoe, Illinois, to visit the historic auto attractions. We'll depart from the hotel around 11 a.m., so please grab breakfast or an early lunch before you head out. The Historic Auto Attractions is just more than just a display of automobiles. It's a truly journey through history. There are over 75 historic autos housed within this 36,000-square-foot building. The museum includes the world's largest collection of presidential and world leader limousines, the most extensive collections of the John F. Kennedy and Kennedy family artifacts and memorabilia in the country, Elvis Presley's personal car, Indy cars, movie cars, TV land cars, and so much more. The admission fee for this is $25 a person, but we have negotiated a rate at $20 per person for the event. If you want to see an advanced looking of what we're going to be seeing, visit Historic Auto Attractions on their Facebook page to see everything that they have to offer. After that event, we'll head back to the host hotel for our famous Fiorama Pizza. That happens between 6 and 8 p.m., there where we enjoy our famous pizza party. We'll have pizza, salad, pop, water. Feel free to bring your own drinks if you want. After dinner, you can join us outside for a Fiero night, cruise night style event in the parking lot. And this usually runs till about 10, 11 o'clock. The perfect opportunity, again, to show off your LED lights if you have them and your different color lights. Show everybody experiences the sun goes down. And then on Sunday, Fiorama Show will take place on September 11th. We're going to return to Pottawatomi Park in St. Charles, located at 8th North Avenue along the wooded banks of the Fox River. Due to popular demand, we have adjusted the show hours to better accommodate our out-of-town participants. For 2022, our official show hours will be from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., 2 hours earlier. The gates for the show field will open at 8:30. Car classification and registration will also open at 8:30 and will close at 11 a.m. This year's registration will take place outside in the parking lot instead of inside the community center. Voting to select class winners will be from 11 to 1, and the awards ceremony will start around 2 p.m. And we expect to conclude the event around 3. Again, while you're at Pottawatomie Park, you can also enjoy the travel through the era of Mark Twain on one of the 3 afternoon sightseeing trips aboard the paddle wheel boat, featuring an enclosed lower deck and open air deck for the sightseeing pleasure up and down the Fox River. As well as happening on Sunday, Fiorama is the final stop on this year's Midwest Fiero Club show circuit. The theme for this year's show season is Classic Fiero Owners, a tribute to those involved in the Fiero community for over 30 years. This competition culminates at Fiorama when we will select the best in the Midwest Classic Fiero Owner. Every Fiero Owner who attends Fiorama will have their hand voting in the best in the Midwest winner. Around 4 p.m. on Sunday after the show concludes, feel free to join us for dinner at the Portillo's restaurant. We do this every year, and we always have a great crowd join us. It's just a few miles east of Pottawatomie Park. The other great special thing that we have going on is, as we have offered for past several years, all of our Fiorama attendees have the opportunity to donate. Because this year's Fiorama show date is on September 11th, our selected charity this year is the Gary Sinise Foundation. They offer assistance and essential equipment, PPE, and training to ensure that our first responders, firefighters, police officers, EMTs, have what they need to perform at their best abilities through the Foundation's First Responders Outreach Program. They will be our charity of this year, and we also hope that they can attend Fiorama, as we are in talks with them as well. We hope you can. We will have a donation box available at the DJ booth on Fiorama show day. Additionally, the proceeds from this year's 50-50 raffle, half of the total amount collected, will go to the Gary Sinise Foundation. If you are unable to attend Fiorama but would like to support this worthy cause, please head over to GarySiniseFoundation.org and click on the donation button. All right, so that wraps up Fiorama, and we go into our last event in September. September 18th is the Pontiac Museum Regional Car Show. Join us as we head to Pontiac, Illinois for the 11th annual Regional All Pontiac Cruising Show, hosted by the Heart of Illinois GTO Club and the Gateway GTO Club. This is one of the largest all-Pontiac shows in the area, with over 200 cars participating, such as last year's, had a great turnout. Let's make sure Fieros are again well presented. The show benefits the Pontiac Oakland Museum in Pontiac, Illinois, an organization that is preserving Pontiac history, including the Fiero. The cruise is on Saturday, and the show is on Sunday, September 18th, in downtown Pontiac, Illinois. Besides the show, this event is also a great opportunity to check out the Pontiac Oakland Museum on Route 66 Museum and the Livingston County War Museum. If you plan on attending, we'll meet in the parking lot at Cheddar's Restaurant in Bolingbrook, Illinois, located at the northwest corner intersection of I-55 and Route 53 on Sunday morning to caravan down to the show. We plan on heading out around 8 a.m., so please arrive by 7:30. We'll travel south on I-55 to Pontiac. Expected to arrive around 9:30 a.m. The show runs from about 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. with the awards ceremony around 3:30. All right, so that takes us full of events all the way from now to September. And if you have any events that you want us to add or have us look at, please feel free to email us at, send it to me at mcroyer@fierofocus.com. So thank you for joining me tonight on listening for all the events happening this summer. This podcast was produced by Mike Croyer and is a production of the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts. Thank you for joining me tonight. I am your host, and thank you for listening to the newest episode of FieroCast. This is the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. If you'd like more information or have ideas on future FieroCast, you can email me at mcroyer@fierofocus.com. Remember to keep Fieroing, and good night, Fiero owners, wherever you are.